about these gasoline prices? Are they going to affect us? How are they going to affect us, and are they going to affect the economy? Ty J. Young is president and CEO of Ty J. Young, a leading financial advisory firm. He's appeared on CNN, CNBC, the Fox Business Network, and he really knows what he's talking about, and this is an important subject. How is this going to affect us? Ty, good morning, and thank you for being with me.
Hey, thanks for having me, Brad.
So what about this gasoline? I can't believe the speculators on Wall Street are killing us.
I'm not so sure it's just the speculators, though. Although certainly they have made a fortune in the last several weeks and month on what the gas or oil prices have gone up. But the real reason gas prices are up: first, we have overwhelming demand from China and India and Brazil. Not so much here at home, but oil is a global market. And then we have instability from the supply side. The one of every five barrels of oil goes through the Straits of Hormuz, which is right next to Iran, and that situation becomes more and more volatile. So we have a supply issue, possibly. We certainly have demand. And probably the biggest issue is price inflation due to the printing of money. We had QE2, where we printed more money. And then right now we have what I call QE3. We're printing money right now as a country. We're sending it to Europe to hold up their economy. As we do that, not only do the price of gas go up, but also the price of food at the grocery store.
Ty, do you believe it will hit $5 a gallon?
I think it's very possible. Actually, I think it's inevitable. The question is when. And I think it's very possible that that happens this summer if we have a supply interruption in the Middle East. But as we continue to print money, right now we're at an all-time high in gas prices for this time of year. And as we continue to print money, and if we have any kind of supply issue at all, that's very, very possible. And once we get there, it's going to be hard to come back.
Now, one of the candidates, Newt Gingrich, the Republican, says that if he were president, he could get gas down to $2.50 a gallon. How can he do that?
Well, his plan, and I've not studied it closely, but essentially that the premise I agree with, and here's why. If we had a pro-energy, pro-America energy policy, I think that we could certainly get consumer confidence to a level where gas prices would go down. And what I mean by that is if we would build the Keystone XL pipeline, that pipeline would come down from Canada right through the middle of the United States. We refine gasoline here, and it would help our energy independence from a national security standpoint, generate a lot of jobs, generate a lot more oil available right here to us in the U.S., and inspire confidence. That's what the oil market, it's a supply and demand market. If there's more confidence, I think gas prices would come down just as a result of that confidence. If we would drill right here, use our natural resources, within 10 years, the experts say, we could be a net exporter of energy, not an importer anymore.
I don't understand President Obama's thinking. I mean, does he have people around him that really believe in this philosophy, not to drill, not to open that pipeline? I can't believe it.
You know, I don't know if you saw that speech yesterday, but I found it quite offensive that he says that there's nothing that the President of the United States can do, is what he said. Nothing he can do about gas prices. We got to move to solar, and we're doing more drilling now and more production of oil now than we've ever done before, and gas prices, essentially what he said, are George Bush's fault. Well, the drilling that we're doing, that we're taking credit for, is as a result of the efforts that George Bush made. So, you know, for him to say that, I think is very offensive, and his lack of personal responsibility here, for lack of a better word, is pathetic. And when the leader of the free world takes that position, that doesn't inspire confidence. And confidence goes down. When confidence goes down, people sell stocks, and when people sell, the stock market goes down, and that hurts your IRA and my IRA.
Ty J. Young, Ty, I've got to tell you something. You are the first president and CEO that has been on my radio program that has stated it like it is. I'm telling you right now, and this is what's got to be said, I think, all across America.
Hey, well, I appreciate that vote of confidence, and I appreciate you saying that. And you know what? There needs to be more people that call it exactly like it is. We need a president in the White House that takes personal responsibility and is proud of America, not only here at home but around the world.
Now, do you?
Well, I am.
Do you believe, Ty, that with these prices, the way they are going, that this is going to cause another recession in America?
Well, you have to understand that things are looking better than they were a year or two ago, but we still have recessionary economic information. What I mean by that is we still have a very soft housing market. As you know, gas prices are coming up. We're artificially holding down interest rates, so we're not really out of the last one, quite frankly. We need solid economic policy, pro-business economic policy. We need to stop spending and cut taxes, and if we'll do that, we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. If we would just embrace that and do the right thing for the American people as opposed to playing politics, the economy would take off, in my view.
You know, Kai, I can't believe that we continue to print money the way we are.
It's anti-American, and on this particular point, I agree with Ron Paul. We should audit the Fed, and we should make public exactly what they're doing to debase our currency. Because I think if we knew, we would be astonished at how that's been done and how long that's been done.
Ty, finally, what is your prediction? How long will we have to contend with these high gas prices?
Well, as long as we continue to print money, gas prices are going to go up due to price inflation. So essentially what I'm telling, when folks come to me and they say, Ty, I don't want to lose any money, but I want to make as much money as I possibly can make on my investments, but I want to protect it, I recommend to them to use a vehicle that's going to protect their money against losses and still allow them to participate in the gains of the stock market. And they can find out about that if they go to tyjyoung.com and get an investor's kit. They can learn how to do that. But as long as we have gas prices at this level, that means for every dollar gas prices go up, you can't spend that same dollar and put it in your 401k or go to the movies or go to the grocery store and spend that money. You don't have it. It's like a tax as gas goes up. So that hurts the market. So what you do is you protect yourself here.
Ty J. Young, president and CEO of Ty J. Young, a leading financial advisory firm. And Ty, thanks a million for being with me this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Coming up to a 29
Hill advisory firm.
Thanks, Ty.
Hey, my pleasure.
Have a great day now.
Bye-bye.